This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the October 2016 issue of Country Living. Article selections have been made by the Country Living editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, The Good Life, practical ideas and advice for would-be smallholders. In Country Loving, Imogen Green discovers rural life isn't always idyllic when it comes to dating. We celebrate the perfumer in Kitchen Table Talent, and in his series exploring the unique landscape and way of life on remote islands, Patrick Barkham travels to St Kilda off the Outer Hebrides. But first, a month in the country. What to see and do in October? Play a game of conkers. Seeing a glossy brown conker freshly emerged from its shell, or feeling the empty husks crunch underfoot during wind-swept autumn walks, is a true October pleasure. Surprisingly, the horse chestnut tree, Aeschylus hippocastanum, on which the spiny-cased seeds grow, is a relative newcomer, having been introduced from the Balkans about 400 years ago. Consequently, these great trees are rarely found in woodland, but are common in parks, gardens, and on village greens. Their name may be explained by the fact they were once fed to horses as a form of medicine. Although non-native, the horse chestnut has long been synonymous with this season in Britain after the school ground game of conkers became popular more than 150 years ago. The first ever recorded game took place in 1848 on the Isle of Wight, and each year, on the second Sunday of October, thousands still flock to a beautiful corner of Northamptonshire for the World Conker Championships. For more details...